Are you satisfied with the Bucks' big three? That is the question. When healthy, they have never not won an NBA title. They've been healthy together in a playoff run once. They won the title this season. They did not win the title, but you miss Chris Middleton. So if you're a Bucks fan, how happy are you with the big three? 800-990-3776, First Midwest Bank, talk and text line, First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, again, 800-990-3776. I bring this up because, to me, it would be really hard to break up the big three of Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, they just complement each other so well. All three play defense at a very high level. Obviously, Drew and Giannis at an elite level. Chris's defense, very underrated. Offensively, you know what Giannis can do. You know what Chris Middleton can do. And Drew has accepted the role as being the third wheel, which, as you saw in the playoffs, when he had to be the second wheel, the offense just stopped. You can't have your point guard being your number two scorer or even your number one scorer, because then ball distribution and movement stops because your point guard's the guy that gets all that going. Which is why I found it interesting that the guy that has been the model of don't have your point guard be your scoring option, Russell Westbrook, has asked for a trade from the Lakers, not surprising. And on his short list of teams, he has listed three. He has listed the Miami Heat, the Golden State Warriors, and your Milwaukee Bucks. Now, he has a player option. 1 year left on that massive deal he signed a few years ago. $47 million player option for next season. Then he's a free agent. If you're the Bucks, do you kick the tires on Russell Westbrook? And really, the only guy you'd have to give up either Drew or Chris. Realistically, it would probably be Drew. Because if you're going to get a point guard, you want to give up a point guard. Offensively, Russell Westbrook is a better scorer. Defensively, he doesn't hold a candle to what Drew can do. And then the biggest question is, can he fit in the locker room? I mean, there's a reason why this guy has bounced around from team to team. I mean, there's a reason why guys weren't flocking to Oklahoma City to play with him. Guys were leaving Oklahoma City. And then when they figured out, or I should say when he figured out guys weren't going to come to OKC, he started going elsewhere. So, I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer that you keep Drew and you pass up on Russell Westbrook. I understand he's put the Bucks and the Heat on the short list. Maybe he's a better fit in Miami. To be honest, that's where I could see him, but I just couldn't see him in Milwaukee. Let's head to the First Midwest Bank talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Tommy in Sheboygan. Tommy, your thoughts?
Hey, Dario. You had mentioned that the Bucks haven't ever lost with a healthy team, but I remember 2020, I believe it was, when COVID happened, they went into the bubble. The Bucks, in my opinion, were the hottest team in the league that year. Then they had that little break, and it all went to crap.
Yeah, I think you misunderstood me. A healthy big three.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah, you're fine. And look, and Tommy, totally agree with you. Don't go anywhere because I want to ask you a follow-up. Totally agree with you. When the Bucks had the stoppage from a COVID, they were by far the hottest team in the NBA. If there was no COVID stoppage, they win the NBA title that year, in my opinion. You get in the bubble. Weird circumstances. They couldn't figure out a way to kind of turn it back on. That said, with all of these guys, all these superstars, Tommy, now wanting to join the Bucks, would you be okay splitting up this big three of Holiday, Middleton, and Giannis? I'm guessing it would either be Holiday or Middleton for a guy like Russell Westbrook.
For Westbrook, no, absolutely not. I think Westbrook is toxic, in my opinion. But I also feel like these three, they gel together. They've been together for a while now. They know how each other play. I just No, I don't want to split up the big three.
Okay, Tommy, what about Damian Lillard?
Hey, good now, call.
Because Damian Lillard is like the model of the type of person you want in your locker room, the type of person you want
indeed.
In your community, and he is one of the most prolific scorers we've ever seen.
Yeah, I would love Damian on our team. Yeah. If I had to pick one to take off the team, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's hard.
Right?
I guess I would pick Drew because Chris is such a big scorer and defense, but Drew's good on defense too.
Yeah.
Hard to pick, but yeah, you're right. Damian wouldn't be a bad choice.
It's like Sophie's choice. Tommy, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Look, when I saw some of these coming out, and I think we could all agree, Russell Westbrook can have whatever pipe dream he wants about joining the Bucks. I don't see the Bucks making this happen, and I don't see the Warriors making it happen, because the Warriors would have to give up Draymond or Klay to get Westbrook, and that's not going to happen. The Heat need someone to go next to Jimmy Butler. I mean, Bam Adebayo, and I know a lot of NBA pundits are saying this now, Bam is a very good player. I don't know if he's an elite game-changing player. And he's being exposed a lot during this playoff run. And look, no Tyler Hero, that's hurting the Miami Heat right now. PJ Tucker, I mean, he's a game changer defensively. But when PJ Tucker is your number two or three scorer, you're in some trouble. And we all love PJ here. I mean, I wish the Bucks could have found money to make it work. They thought Semi Ojeleye was going to be a younger version of Tucker. The problem with Shemi is that he just never got healthy. He never had time to get healthy. He had a foot injury during training camp. He was trying to ramp up during the regular season when there were a bunch of injuries happening with this Bucks team, and just never found his rhythm with this Bucks team, and it didn't work out. That said, Wes Matthews was a hell of a signing off the street by John Horst. I digress. Let's get back to the real topic at hand. So again, Russell Westbrook has said Heat, Warriors, Bucks. 47 million player option next year. I don't see that happening. Damian Lillard, I brought up to Tommy in Sheboygan. And again, Tommy, thank you so much for calling the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. If you want to get in on this conversation, 800-990-3776. Another guy that when asked, who would you want to play with, he said Giannis. That's Damian Lillard. This one makes you think. So Damian Lillard owed $48 million next year. He has a player option. Obviously, he's going to take that option because you're not going to leave $48 million on the table, or he becomes a free agent. Maybe he's feeling like he wants to chase a ring, doesn't take the player option, and then he could sign at a vet deal. Chris, do you know, are players, I know in the NFL you could do this. I know in the baseball you can do this. Are NBA players allowed to restructure their contracts? I'm guessing they can.
I'm not sure. I think they can, though, yeah.
I'm guessing they can. I should have looked into this before I popped in my head. You just don't hear it happening much because, one, players don't want to give money back. I mean, if you have a good year, you want teams to give you more money. If you have a bad year, you're going to restructure your contract because you have a bad year? No. But it also sets a bad precedent that the PA doesn't want happening. They don't want the player association. They don't want guys restructuring contracts so that you can bring guys in.
Yeah, I mean, it says here that players can restructure their contracts under some conditions. Generally, it's not accepted for teams to renegotiate contracts with their players between March 1st and June 30th of any year.
Because, again, in the NFL, this happens all the time. Like, Tom Brady was known to do this all the time. Aaron Rodgers obviously did it this year so he can get under the cap so the Packers could have a little bit more room. You just don't hear it happening a lot in the NBA. And I it must just be a players association thing, because I feel like after getting to know some of these guys a little bit more, if there was an opportunity to restructure the contract to bring in a guy like Damian Lillard, Middleton, Giannis, and Drew would do it in a heartbeat. Now, again, I'm not speaking for them. They haven't told me this, but after being on the planes with them and being on the buses with them and getting to know them a little bit more, I would think they would do that in a heartbeat.
Obviously, yeah, because they need to, if anything, this playoff has showed you with Middleton being out, you need that another scorer to come in and play and provide
some
offense.
That's not in the point guard position.
Exactly.
That's the key here, because Drew can provide you offense, but what Drew does, which is so underrated, which it really shouldn't be for a point guard, is that he gets guys involved. Like, he runs the offense. And when your guy that's running the offense now has to be the guy that's scoring, it screws everything up.
And we put the question up at Twitter at ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter. Are you satisfied with the Bucks' big three? And right now, 80% say yes, they're satisfied. And I don't blame them. They haven't lost a playoff series together when healthy. And if you look back 20 years ago, when you had the other big three of Glenn Robinson and Sam Cassell and Ray Allen, and you went to the NBA Finals, or you were close to getting to the NBA Finals, losing to the Sixers. Granted, you didn't win an NBA championship, but everybody wanted to run it back again, and then they ended up breaking up the big three, and then things spiraled down from there in the organization. So I don't know if you're a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks, if you really wanted to break up a good thing you got going right now, considering they won you a championship already. And no, they haven't lost one healthy.
I'm telling you, Damian Lillard is really intriguing to me.
To break up the big three?
The only problem is you'd have to give up first round pick, which would probably be like 2040 by this point. Mm-hmm. You'd most likely have to give up Drew and maybe Jordan Wara.
Or Portis, maybe?
Or Portis has a player option. Yeah. So, I mean, it's more like a guy like Wara who's under contract that you can kind of just get off the books, or like Amamu Kelishvili, who you can get off the books real quick. But then you kind of run back into the issue where, is Damian Lillard going to be okay being the third
option, yep.
Because Middleton's already there. Or maybe Middleton becomes the number three scorer, and you kind of bring the ball up by committee, which is kind of what they do a little bit, but yep. With Drew on the court, they do it a little bit more with Drew handling it because he's just so good at getting the offense that.
But if Dame is the number two, does you risk ruffling the feathers of Middleton as well then, too, and then him taking a lesser kind of role?
I don't think Middleton would give a flip.
No?
He is such – Middleton's perspective – and look, I mean, the mental coaching staff, as they call them, like the psychiatrists that the Bucks employ have these guys in such a positive headspace – it's ridiculous to me. Like, Middleton is as for the team, I will do whatever is possible attitude that I've ever seen. And look, we hear Giannis all the time. Giannis is as mentally focused, mentally balanced as I've ever seen a mid-20-year-old billionaire in my life. On our first Midwest Bank talk and text line, 800-990-3776, 800-990-3776, Pete and McGuanago texting in, what about Bradley Beal? Bradley Beal, player option for next year, $36 million he is owed. Again, it comes to the topic of, would you be okay giving up a piece? And we can get into that a little bit more. And you also have to realize you have the luxury tax, too. So keep your texts coming in. Keep your calls coming in, 800-990-3776. We'll continue this Bucks conversation right after the break.